وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وقال الرسول يا رب إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, tonight the 18th Taraweeh was performed and the recitation of the 19th Para had taken place, and the surah that was recited was Surah Furqan. The first two rukus of the surah are found in the 18th Para. The surah begins with a mention of the Quran regarding which the mushrikeen leveled different types of doubts and which they falsified. One group regarded it as fables of past nations, and another group claimed that it was the creation and making of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that the Ahl al-Kitab had assisted him. And the third group felt that it was clear sorcery. So after the Quran, there is mention of Sahib al-Quran, that is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stubborn and antagonistic people would belie him. They felt that a messenger, a Rasul, cannot be a human, but had to be an angel. If supposing any human being attained Nabuwat or Risalat, then the wealthy and people of high standing would have attained it. No poor or orphan would have received it. So Allah Ta'ala refutes their misgivings and false claims, for clear proofs. So the 19th para commences with the claims, objections and futile demands of the mushrikeen. Somewhere they used to say, why have angels not come down to us? Or why is it not such that we can see our Rabb? In answer to this, Allah Ta'ala states that they will see the angels at the time when they will come to remove their souls. When they will see the angels, then there will be no glad tidings for them, since they are void of the basic condition for the acceptance of good actions, and that is Iman on the Day of Judgment. The actions will be of no benefit for them in the year after, and they will turn into dust and fly away. This day will be a very severe on them, and due to great grief, they will bite their fingers and say, if only we followed the way of the messenger. On this day, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will lodge a complaint to Allah. O my Rabb, verily my nation had forsaken this Quran. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. So Imam Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi states that there are several ways of forsaking: to listen to the Quran and not to believe in it, to read and believe in it but not to practice on it, not to make it a judge in one's dealings and disputes in life, not to ponder over its meaning, not to attain cure from spiritual maladies. So my honorable readers and listeners, before continuing further, ponder for a short while and then make an important decision regarding yourself and the entire ummah. How have we forsaken the Quran today? Also ponder, in spite of being involved in destructive spiritual and moral sicknesses, neither do we abstain from them, and nor do we take benefit from the heavenly medicine in which there is a definite cure. The mushrikeen also raised the objection, why is the Quran not revealed at one time, just as the Torah and Injil were revealed at one time? So it is obvious that there are many wisdoms hidden in the Quran being revealed gradually. It is easy to memorize it, understand its meaning, remember the laws and practice on it. So here Allah Ta'ala has mentioned one wisdom And that is the purpose being revealed gradually, was so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed heart could be continuously illuminated with the light of the noble Quran. Through its knowledge and realities, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's soul could attain strength and spiritual nourishment. People of intellect know that rain which falls down suddenly will destroy a field. However, the rain which comes down gradually at the correct time and which is soaked into the earth gives great benefit. All these objections, the nations of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Harun alayhi salam, Hazrat Nuh, Hazrat Hud, and Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, have been mentioned to give consolation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Besides this, proof of Allah's power and oneness have been mentioned. At the end of the surah, 13 qualities of Rahman's special servants have been mentioned. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. So, the quality, they have humility, turning away from ignorant people. They perform salah and ibadat at night. They have a fear of the punishment of Jahannam. They're moderate in spending, neither extravagant nor stingy. Complete abstinence from shirk and polytheism, staying away from unlawful killing, protecting themselves from fornication and immorality, abstaining from false oaths, turning away from gatherings of music and evil, listening to the book of Allah and being affected by it and taking benefit from it, making dua to Allah Ta'ala for a pious wife and children, and that one should be should make them a means of guidance and as well as rightly guided themselves. So before studying the following surah, let us make the following dua to Allah Ta'ala. O Rahim and Kareem, create in us these certain qualities by your mercy and kindness, and include us in the list of Ibadur Rahman. Now Surah Shu'ara was also recited in Taraweeh, and this surah commences with the huruf muqatta'at. Immediately after this, according to the normal habit, mention is made of Allah Ta'ala's great favor, which is in the form of the noble Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt such a sense of responsibility regarding the Quran that he exhausted himself in conveying its knowledge, explanations, and laws. In fulfilling the command of Allah, he reached the court of the false claimant of divinity. This is now Hazrat Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. At this juncture, Allah has mentioned a few glimpses of the conversation which transpired between him and Fir'aun. First, Fir'aun mentioned his favors, that I had matured you, Musa. So Musa alayhi salam said, how do you have the right to boast of your favors when you made my people slaves? Then Fir'aun reminded him of the incident of a killing which took place at his hands unintentionally. So Musa alayhi salam answered, I did not purposely kill, but this action occurred by mistake. So Fir'aun asked with pride and in a mocking tone, what and who is Rabbul Alameen? So the Rabb, creator and sustainer of the universe, Musa alayhi salam said. The Rabb of the universe is he who has created the earth and the heavens. These two move according to his commands. He has created you and your forefathers. He causes the sun to rise from the east and sets it in the west. Fir'aun continued uttering nonsense, but Musa alayhi salam introduced Allah to him and mentioned the definition of Rabbul Alameen in detail. Then Fir'aun began leveling threats, and he requested Hazrat Musa alayhi salam to bring forth a miracle. And on his request, Musa alayhi salam threw down his staff, which changed into a serpent. He took out his hand from beneath his clothing, and it shone like the sun. Due to its brightness, the eyes of Fir'aun and his courtiers were dazzled. Fir'aun immediately attributed it to magic. So he gathered all the famous magicians of Egypt to destroy Musa alayhi salam. In a huge field in front of hundreds of thousands on the annual day of celebration of the Egyptians, the contest began. The sticks and stars thrown by the magicians seemed to be like snakes. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam threw down his staff, which swallowed all the snakes and cleared up the field. The magicians immediately understood the truth and fell down in prostration as believers in front of the Lord of the universe. In spite of Fir'aun's warnings, they remained firm on Iman. And then Fir'aun threatened to cut their limbs And they said, La dayr, it doesn't really matter now. We will return to our Lord. When Israel came out of Egypt in the darkness of the night by the command of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. In the morning, Fir'aun together with the huge army set out in pursuit of them. And finally, at the edge of the ocean, they caught up with Bani Israel. In the ocean, roads were formed through which the Bani Israel attained salvation. Fir'aun and his army were drowned. In this incident, we learn the lesson that the people of truth are eventually successful, and there is nothing other than destruction destined for the oppressors. Now, the second incident is of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, whose father was Azar and whose nation used to worship idols. With great wisdom, he invited his people to Iman and Tawheed. He mentioned five proofs and five qualities of Allah. And he said, Alladhi khalaqani fa huwa yahdeen. He is my creator and he guides me. Walladhi huwa yut'imuni wa yasqeen. He sustains me. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I become sick, he gives me a cure. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي وَثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. He gives death and then gives life. And he forgives sins in this world and the year after. In line with these five qualities, he made five du'as which show his perfection in Iman and true conviction. رَبِّ هَبْلِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Oh Allah, grant me knowledge and understanding. Let people speak good of me. Grant me a place in Jannah. Forgive my father. This dua was made when his father's disbelief was not completely clear to him. Do not disgrace me in the year after. From this incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we learn that people should at all times turn their attention to Allah. The third incident is of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, who gave the call of Iman for 950 years. However, his people did not accept. Thereafter, all were drowned. From here, we learn this lesson that only whom Allah wishes will gain guidance. The fourth incident is of Hazrat Hud alayhi salam, who went to the nation of Ad. These people were a nation blessed with great bodily strength, long life, and good conditions. Without necessity, they built huge palaces. They also rejected the call of Iman. And thus, the punishment of Allah came upon them. And from this incident, we learn that the end result of extravagance and pride and building without necessity is never beneficial. And the fifth incident is of Hazrat Salih alayhi salam. His people had many material possessions, abundance of wealth, and great peace and security. They lived in lush gardens and beautiful lands. However, they were ungrateful for Allah's favors. Soon, they also were destroyed by means of an earthquake. And this is the result of every ungrateful nation. The sixth incident is of Lut alayhi salam, whose nation had exceeded the bounds in evil, immorality, following of desires and acts of filth. They used to do such an act, homosexuality, which none had done before them, and which even animals detest. Stones were rained down from the heavens on them. وَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. And they were completely destroyed. At the end of the incident, Allah Ta'ala mentions the following, which he also mentioned at the end of other incidents. Verily, in this is the sign, most of them do not believe. The seventh incident is of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala had granted his people many favors. They owned dense forests, gardens full of fruit, and springs of sweet water, but were involved in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. From amongst the many sins, one major sin is that they would fall short in fulfilling the rights of fellow human beings. When they did not stop, in spite of being warned, Allah Ta'ala passed his decision to punish them. For many days, there was a severe heat wave. Then clouds appeared. The people gathered under it to gain coolness and shade. Fire began raining down from the clouds. There was an earthquake on land, and these people were burnt to ashes. The incidents of the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam teach us that to usurp people's rights is an action which incites Allah's punishment and anger. As the surah had commenced with a mention of the Quran, it ends off refuting the false objection from the side of the mushrikeen regarding the noble Quran. Then we go on to Surah Naml, and it begins with the hurufi muqatta'a ta'seen. Naml means end, and since the incident of the end is mentioned here, it has been given this name. One speciality of the surah is that it is from amongst those three surahs that have been placed in the Quran al-Kareem in exactly the same sequence that it was revealed. That is Shu'ara, Naml, and Qasas. As with other surahs which commence with the huruf al-Muqatta'at, the surah also commences with an introduction to the Quran al-Kareem and the greatness of the Quran al-Kareem. The Quran is a book of guidance for those who are people of Iman. Thereafter, the incidents of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, Hazrat Lut alayhi salam are mentioned briefly, while the incidents of Hazrat Dawood and Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam are mentioned with a bit of detail. Allah had made humans, jinns, and birds subservient to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. He also knew the language of the birds. A few glimpses of his life, which Allah Ta'ala mentions regarding him, is mentioned that he addressed the ants also. He passed by a valley of ants. He heard one ant telling the other, "Enter your houses. It should not be that Sulaiman and his army unwittingly crush you." Ya ayyuhan naml, khudu masakinakum. Now, Surah Naml, you know, is a chapter regarding the ant. And because of one ant's consideration for all the other ants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had named a surah in the noble Quran, a surah to Naml. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him so many favors, and he could understand the speech of the animals and the birds. And among in the court of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, from amongst the birds they were always present, one was a hoopoe bird. And one day this bird informed Sulaiman alayhi salam about the queen of Sheba, of Saba, and her people, that they used to worship the sun. So Sulaiman alayhi salam sent the letter to this queen, inviting her to present herself in his court. The queen of Sheba had a lot of pride over her material possessions. However, when she saw the palaces and most modern equipment of Sulaiman alayhi salam, she realized the worthlessness and weakness of her power and strength, and so she accepted Iman. After Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala mentions the incidents of Hazrat Salih and Hazrat Lut alayhi salam. And Hazrat Salih alayhi salam invited his people towards Iman. They became divided into two groups, the believers and the disbelievers. And the stories of these great Anbiya have been mentioned, and especially the story of Hazrat Lut alayhi salam leaves a great lesson in the time that we are living in which so-called, you know, intelligent people of the world, governments and countries, you know, have introduced the law, you know, of the permissibility of homosexuality and homosexual marriages. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this despicable evil. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.